A CMS report released Friday shows that not all students are receiving the same quality education. It quantified the disparities in terms of school attendance, access to effective teachers, and participation in academically rigorous courses. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor reports.
The report shows an achievement gap that correlates low performance to schools with high concentrations of poverty. That's long been the case for CMS. CMS Superintendent Clayton Wilcox says it's not the fault of the students.
We are not, as a school system, serving all of them as well as we would like. In fact, we are not giving them the education that they need to be successful in the 21st century.
CMS's equity report looks at the reasons behind the system's educational disparities. In his presentation, the district's chief of accountability, Frank Barnes, made a distinction.
Quality is not necessarily equity.
Equality is giving students the same amount of resources. Barnes says equity is giving students what they need to succeed. And sometimes, he says, that means giving them more highly effective teachers to reduce achievement gaps and more access to challenging classes. But right now, the report shows students in high poverty schools, many of them African American and Latino, are getting less than their counterparts. For example, students at high poverty schools are much more likely to have first-year teachers than those at schools with fewer low-income students. About 20% of students at low-poverty schools have at least one class with a first-year teacher. In moderate to high-poverty schools, about 35% of students do. There's also significantly lower participation in advanced courses. In high-poverty schools, only 25% of graduates completed a college-level course. In low-poverty schools, it reached 61%. Board member Margaret Marshall represents South Charlotte. She says the data doesn't surprise her.
We've torn the Band-Aid off. You see it. So now we're going to look at the levers we can use to move the needle, so to speak.
Wilcox says the report is just a first step. He expects to present the data to various community groups and leaders so together they can develop a plan for action. For WFAA News in Charlotte, I'm Jessa O'Connor.
Joining us now is CMS Board Vice Chair Rhonda Cheek. She represents Northern Mecklenburg County. Welcome, Rhonda.
Thank you.
So did you learn anything new in this report?
Some of the things I learned that I kind of expected, but it did surprise me to see the depth of some of the issues.
What specifically was a little bit surprising about the depth of the issues?
I think that the best thing we did was we pushed this information through two lenses, one just looking at poverty and then looking at the next level of race. So it was very interesting that regardless of the race, low poverty versus high poverty schools had significant differences. The high poverty schools in every instance across the board really had challenges. The one that was really, I think, shocking and disappointing to me is one that CMS can own, but we have to get our partners to help us with this. It was the extremely high chronic absenteeism from high poverty schools. Over one third of our students are chronically absent in high school, in the high poverty schools. And a lot of that stems from all the other demands on them. A lot of them are taking care of families. They're working and they don't get to school. So 36% of our students are chronically absent in high poverty schools. And that to me is incredibly troubling.
So what do you expect the CMS board to do in response to this report?
What I really see this work helping define the next roles of the staff, looking at things like how can you deliver more rigorous classes to students in all parts of the county. They spoke a little bit today about, you know, you may only have four kids that want to take AP calculus. Can you actually put a teacher in that class, or how else could we deliver that class to a school that only has four kids needing it? Could we do it virtually? Can we do it through video conferencing and have like three or four schools that have a very small demand? You know, in my opinion, every school should have the wide array of AP offerings, even if they don't have very many kids that can take them. But it's up to our staff then to figure out how to get that class delivered to that student.
I know you're a big proponent of neighborhood schools, which were largely left intact with the last student assignment plan. Does this report change your view at all on whether the current plan is what's best for overall the CMS population?
I think that we got a very clear message from the community that they want to go to school close to home, but they want their school to be a good school. So what we need to do is we need to make sure in high poverty areas that we're addressing those needs. We see that students have more likelihood to have first-year teachers in high-poverty schools. They're less likely to have a high-performing teacher in a high-poverty school. So we need to make sure we're staffing things in a more equitable way.
What do you think can be done to get more of these high-quality teachers into the high-poverty schools?
I think it's a little bit of a chicken and the egg. The way that teachers are measured as highly effective is if they achieve growth in students, and hard sometimes when you have students that are very far behind. and they're missing a lot of school to grow. So a little bit of that could be the chicken and the egg. Is it the teacher or is it the data that's causing the teacher not to have the high performance? We also know that there are a lot of challenges that teachers face that teach in high poverty schools that are beyond just their expertise in teaching and learning and span the social emotional needs spectrum of those students. And we need to make sure we give them the support that allow them just to focus on teaching and learning as much as possible.
And that's CMS Board Vice Chair Rhonda Cheek. Thank you.
Thank you.